Frequency Cast,
unofficial guide.
Please stand by.
Hi, this is Carl.
And this is Pete.
From the Frequency Cast podcast. We produce a regular online radio show covering UK digital TV and technology in the UK.
You can listen to our shows online or have them automatically downloaded to your MP3 player.
As well as our regular podcasts, we occasionally release unofficial audio guides. This is not one of our standard shows. What you're listening to now is our audio guide to
the digital switchover.
Didn't we discuss this about a year ago?
Absolutely right, yes we did. However, we've had a little voting poll running on our website for a little while now, asking people how ready they are for the switch, and actually the results are quite shocking. Taking a quick look at our site here, only 55% of people said that they're fully ready for the digital switch. And a fairly shocking 11% said they didn't even know what the digital switch was.
The what is?
The digital switch.
Oh, the digital switch. Of course, I remember it well. Yes, didn't we do this a couple of months ago?
You're getting that feeling of deja vu as well.
It's all coming backwards.
So, Carl, let's see what you've remembered about the digital switch. When is it due to happen?
2012, isn't it?
Absolutely, well remembered. And when does it start?
Aren't we in the middle of it?
It actually started in 2007 with a small town called...
Pittle.
No.
Wootle?
No, not...
Pootle.
No, it was just to the...
Littlehampton?
No, it was just to the left of Littlehampton and Pootle. It was actually a small town called Whitehaven up in Cumbria.
Oh, I know it well.
And as you may well know as well, the UK is switching over in regions, so I just want to very quickly rattle through the list. 2008 sees Border going digital. 2009, we have Granada, West Country and Wales. 2010, we have West, Grampian and Scottish.
And 2011, we have Central, Anglia and Yorkshire. And 2012, of course, it's me, London, Meridian, Tyne Tees and Ulster.
Correct. So they're the various regions that are switching over. So what we're going to cover in this podcast is the top 10 things you need to know about the digital switch. And then we're going to go through some of the emails that we've had from our listeners asking questions about the switch.
Shouldn't the government have done this?
That's the interesting thing. If our survey is as true as it looks, there's a shocking lack of information getting out there about the digital switch. So we're going to try and put some of that right in this show.
Actually, before we really dive in, why are we doing this?
It's a very good question, and quite a few people have been asking that. Basically, with digital TV, you do get a lot more TV channels. Even on Freeview, you get 35 channels, whereas on, obviously, standard analogue terrestrial TV, you only get the 5.
Right, and that's a reason?
Yeah, kind of. The frequency space at the moment between 21 and 68 on your little UHF dial is actually a fairly inefficient waste of space. And with digital, you can actually squeeze 8 channels into the space that, say, BBC One takes up at the moment.
So there's plenty of room for more.
Yes, there is plenty of room for more. And it does actually mean that there's a chance for the government to sell off some of the old spectrum once they've done the switch.
Fair enough. Let's go. Now, Pete, you tell me the top 10 things our listeners need to know.
Question number one.
Starting with question number one, what is digital TV? Well, this is an area of confusion because of some mixed terms. First off, there's a digital television service, such as Freeview, Sky or Virgin Media. And this is often confused with digital TV when you're referring to a digital TV set. So there's a key difference. A digital television is a digital TV set that has a built-in Freeview receiver, so can get Freeview. There's a difference between a digital TV set and a digital television service, so it's easy to get confused. The key thing to remember is even if you don't have a digital TV-ready TV set, this won't stop you getting a digital TV service, such as Freeview, Virgin or Sky.
Question number two.
So question number two, what is Freeview? Well, this is a digital TV service that's received via a TV aerial. If you're in range of a Freeview transmitter, chances are your existing TV aerial is able to get Freeview. Freeview offers 40 TV channels, including the 5 main TV channels, plus other channels such as ITV2, BBC3, E4, Dave, Virgin 1, 5US, Sky3, plus a number of other news, music, entertainment and kids TV channels. By the start of 2008, Freeview is already in 14 million homes. Reception issues mean that only 75% of the UK population are currently covered by a Freeview transmitter. Freeview is the cheapest way to get digital TV. You can get 40 channels by buying a Freeview set-top box that connects to your TV's SCART socket. These set-top boxes are available for a one-off cost of around £25. And with Freeview, there's no subscription.
Number three
is Freeview coverage. Well, at the moment, Freeview isn't operating on full power in the UK. That's partly so it doesn't interfere with normal analogue telly, and partly as some transmitters have yet to be converted to digital. At the start of 2008, around 25% of the UK isn't in range of a Freeview transmitter, but this will improve as we get closer to the digital switch. So, what happens if you can't get Freeview at the moment? Well, the best thing to do is use a postcode checker to see if you're meant to be able to get Freeview in your area. If it's not in your area yet, you either have to wait for your transmitter to go digital, or to consider a non-Freeview option, like cable or satellite. If a postcode checker tells you that you are in a Freeview area, or perhaps your neighbours are able to get Freeview, but for some reason you can't get Freeview on your Freeview receiver, then there may well be an issue with either your aerial or your home's internal wiring or connectors. If you want some advice on how to improve your Freeview reception, take a listen to Show 14 of our podcast, where we discuss getting Freeview and problem-solving Freeview in more detail. Show 14 is available for download from frequencycast.co.uk.
Number four.
We've covered Freeview, so let's take a look at satellite TV. If Freeview isn't for you, then you may want to consider getting your TV digitally via satellite. For most of us, this means Sky Digital. Sky is received using a satellite dish that's connected to a set-top box that in turn plugs into your TV. Sky Digital is fully ready for the digital switchover and connects to your TV either via a SCART lead or using a standard coax aerial fly lead. Sky offers the widest choice of TV channels in the UK. At the start of 2008, nearly 500 English TV channels were available via Sky. With Sky TV, you do have to pay a monthly subscription, though. At the time of recording, the price for the basic package was £16 a month. The set-top box and dish are usually free, and installation is a one-off £30. If you don't fancy subscribing to Sky, subscription-free digital satellite TV is available, though. Sky offers a pay-once, watch-forever service for a one-off fee. And from 2008, there's a service called FreeSat, which is a joint venture between the BBC and ITV, offering subscription-free channels and also some high-definition channels. If you're particularly adventurous, you can also buy a DIY kit and install your own dish and decoder. For more on the various satellite TV options, take a look at www.frequencycast.co.uk/digital-switch.
Question number five.
Moving on to number five, and the heading here is How Ready Are You? Well, many think that they're already set for the digital switch. If your main telly's got Freeview or you're hooked up to Sky or Virgin, then yes, you're able to watch digital TV. But what about the other sets in your house? Are there any TV sets that still get their signal via a TV aerial? Think about your bedroom, kitchen, portable TVs. How do they get their TV? Well, if you have Sky or Virgin, then one option could be to run an aerial cable from your Sky or Virgin box onto the other TVs. The downside here is that you can only watch whatever the main set-top box is viewing, so you couldn't watch one Sky channel in one room while watching another Sky channel in a different room. If you want more flexibility, what you should consider is getting extra set-top boxes for each of your other TV sets. So if in your bedroom you wanted to watch Freeview, get yourself a second Freeview box. These start from around £20-25 and will enable you to watch one Freeview channel while you're watching something else in the lounge. Virgin and Sky also offer multi-room services.
Number six
is headlined recording. If your TV is able to receive digital TV, that's fine, you can watch digital TV, but what about recording? And this is actually the big one that many people don't think about. Chances are, you either have a VHS video recorder, a DVD recorder, or something called a PVR, which is a recorder with a hard disk built in. Most PVRs have a built-in digital receiver already. The Virgin V Plus box and Sky box are already fully digital ready, and many other PVRs have Freeview receivers built in. Most video recorders don't have Freeview built in, and many DVD recorders don't have Freeview built in either. If your current recorder doesn't have a built-in Freeview receiver, then recording might become an issue. One basic option is to connect your Freeview, Sky, or cable box direct into your video recorder, and then record using the recorder's SCART socket. The downside here is this will limit you to only being able to record whatever it is you're watching, so you couldn't record one digital channel while watching a different digital channel. One other issue when using a set-top box to do your recording is that of timed recording. If you set your recorder to start recording at a certain time, you also need to make sure that your set-top box has been left on the right channel, so it's recording the right channel onto your recorder. It can get a bit complicated, so you may want to consider getting yourself a DVD recorder with a built-in Freeview receiver at some point before your analog gets switched off. Or alternatively, take a look at getting a hard disk recorder, a PVR, that allows you to record one channel while watching another. Hard disk recorders are great, and with videotape being phased out, it's an excellent way of recording and watching TV. We covered PVRs back in show 6 of our podcast, which is still available for download from frequencycast.co.uk.
Number 7.
Next on our list at number 7, it's cable TV. In the UK, Virgin Media is the cable TV provider. NTL and Telewest merged and were then acquired by Virgin. Cable TV is only available in some parts of the UK, mostly areas of high population. Cable companies dug up many streets in the 80s and 90s and connected cables to people's houses. If you have Virgin Cable in your area, then you may be able to get your TV from them. Their service is fully digital. They don't offer as many channels as Sky, but when you combine their TV, home phone and broadband internet into one package, it can be quite an effective way to get your phone, internet and, of course, digital TV.
Number 8.
In at number 8 on our list, other digital TV options. Just a few to mention. First off, there's Tiscali TV. They offer digital TV down a phone line. It's only available in certain parts of the UK, including London, but it may well be worth a look. We covered Tiscali in show 19. There's also TV over internet, which of course is digital. The main UK broadcasters currently offer a catch-up TV service, as well as TV on demand, either on your PC or your Mac. More details at www.frequencycast.co.uk/digital-switch.
Question number 9.
Next, at number 9, a frequently asked question: does the switch affect radio? Well, the good news is the digital switchover doesn't affect AM or FM radio. All that's affected is the reception of BBC One, BBC Two, ITV, Channel 4 and 5 on a TV aerial on analog TV sets and recorders.
Number 10.
And finally, at number 10 on our list, don't panic! As we get closer to pulling the plug on analog TV, there's going to be lots of hype and also lots of confusion about the switch. The key things to remember are that you don't have to replace your TV to go digital, and you don't need to sign up to a subscription service to get your TV after the switchover. Also, remember that for many parts of the UK, the switchover is still a good few years away. So if you're happy with your analog TV, and your switch is 2 or more years away, then maybe all you need to do is wait, as more new TVs and recorders with built-in digital receivers will be out by then.
Okay, Pete, what's that huge pile of papers you've got over there then?
What I have here is a printout of a whole stack of emails. This is basically everyone that's been in touch with us asking questions about the digital switch.
There's tons of that. Here, give me some.
So what we're going to do is run through some of the top questions about the digital switch and see if we can answer some of those questions. Carl, let's get started.
Okay, it starts off with Bill Simpson. He asks, will I need special aerial cable?
The answer here is no. Standard aerial cable and TV aerial points should be fine for Freeview. It's important to note that to get a decent picture without breakup, you need to ensure your cabling is in good condition. If your system is prone to interference or close to a lot of mains cabling, higher quality coax aerial cable may help screen out that interference.
Great. And Karen R. asks, will I need a dish to subscribe to digital TV?
Not necessarily. For digital TV, as we've said earlier, your options are Freeview with a TV aerial, satellite TV with a dish, or cable TV if you're in a cable area. If you're in a Freeview area, you may find that's enough channels for you, and you don't need a satellite dish put onto your house.
And this one from Nigel Whitehead, will I need a high-definition HD TV after the digital switchover?
No. Digital TV and high-definition TV are two different things. You do not need to buy a high-definition TV set to receive digital TV after the switchover.
A question from Christian, my Freeview signal on some channels isn't great. Will this get better?
As we said earlier, at the moment, to prevent interference with analogue TV, the digital TV signals are not running at full power. The power will be increased and more digital transmitters will be added to the network as we get closer to the final switch. If you're looking for help on improving your reception, take a listen to show 14 of our podcast, where we go through the options to help you get a better signal.
Kathy asks, we have several portable TVs in our home. Does this mean we will have to buy a Digibox for each TV? We have Sky.
To watch TV after the switchover, existing analogue portable TV sets will need to be connected to a digital TV receiver, either using a SCART connection or using standard coax aerial. If you already have Sky, you could feed the output of your existing set-top box around your house using an amplified distribution system. As we said earlier, this does mean that each TV will be watching the same Sky channel. If you want to be able to watch different Sky channels in different rooms, then you might need to look at Sky's multi-channel option. Alternatively, if you're in a Freeview area, maybe the other rooms in the house could just survive with the standard Freeview channels. All you need there is a £20 set-top box to get Freeview.
Now Steve asks, we have a TV with a built-in Freeview tuner. What, if anything, do we need to do to be able to continue to record onto VHS?
Most TV sets that have a Freeview tuner built in support sending the Freeview output via SCART so you can connect to a DVD or VHS recorder. Check your TV set's manual to find out how you get the Freeview output connected to a recorder. In the event your TV doesn't support outputting of Freeview to SCART, the other option is to get yourself a Freeview box just to be used with your recorder.
A message from Sally Ann. My daughter has a telly in her room, but only watches videos and DVDs on her telly. Will we have to convert hers to digital, or will she still be able to watch DVDs and videos?
All that the digital TV switchover affects is the ability to watch analogue TV, that's the five standard TV channels, via a TV aerial. If your daughter doesn't want to watch or record live TV in her room, she won't need to go digital. Playback of videos and DVDs isn't affected by the digital switchover.
I've been told that when we go digital, we will no longer have to have a TV license. Is this true? That's from Margaret Hawksworth.
Sorry, Margaret, but that's not true. You do need a TV license to watch digital TV in the UK. BBC channels, including the digital ones, are funded by the UK TV license fee.
N. Harper says, the government has indicated that they will offer assistance to disabled and pensioners. Can you confirm this, please? And if so, how do I go about making a claim?
According to the official switchover site, there will be a scheme that will provide equipment and installation help to convert one TV set. This will be offered to people aged 75 and over, as well as people with significant disabilities, such as those receiving attendance allowance or disability living allowance. Those eligible for help will be sent more information before their area goes digital.
And finally, a question from Benita. My TV has no SCART socket. Can I connect a set-top box?
Well, if you've got a TV without a SCART socket, you can still connect a set-top box. There are three ways of doing it. What you need to do is get your digital box to convert the output from SCART into an aerial feed. This is done using something called a modulator that converts signals into something that your TV can tune into in the same way as it tunes into a normal channel. There are three options here. Some set-top boxes have a built-in modulator. This includes Sky and BT Vision boxes, so if you have one of these services, you should be able to connect to a TV fairly easily. Otherwise, you could connect through a video recorder. Video recorders often have modulators, so you can connect your set-top box to a video recorder and then watch on the TV via your video recorder. The third option, if none of these suits, is to get yourself what's called an RF modulator box. These convert SCART into standard aerial, and they're about £25. For more on these options, see www.frequencycast.co.uk/digital switch.
So that's it for our unofficial guide to the digital switchover. Hopefully, we've helped to explain what the switch is about and answered your questions. If you've still got any questions, get in touch and perhaps we can answer them in our next show.
You can email us at podcast@frequencycast.co.uk or call our special pod line and leave us a voicemail. It's a London number, 0208 133 4567.
Or you can message us or sign up to new shows and our newsletter at www.frequencycast.co.uk. And remember to take a listen to our next online radio show. If you've not listened before, Here's an extract of what we've covered recently.
What have you got there?
This is the hottest bit of kit.
Because it's sent digitally, it's better quality.
I'm just wanting to ask you for a comparison between BT Vision against...
Freeview News. In the last few weeks, we've seen two new stations.
That's the roundabout. Second exit.
We have the top-up TV anytime box since December. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
Use broadband to get television over the internet.
You know, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Nabba's tech.
Gizmo wannabe.
If you want high def, then Sky is very clearly the one to go for at the moment.
Sign up for Freeview and digital TV news at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Unofficial guide. Shutdown complete.